17 or 16? Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Dayananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Dayananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda. Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. So we're going to continue our reading Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, chapter 17, and the title is Lord's Travels to Vrindavan, text 16 to 31. So we can chant together 16 to 30. Ah, it's not louder. All right, 16. Pratame tamasanga aila gorda haite inhara icha ache sarvatita kalite. There we are. Okay. Translation. In the beginning, he came with you from Bengal. It is his desire to see and visit all the holy places of pilgrimage. So this is Swarup Damodar Goswami referring to Vallabhadra Bhattacharya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preparing his maybe third attempt to go to Vrindavan. And he's taking permission from the devotee, Swarup Damodar, and another devotee requested him to take one Brahmin with him, Amananda Roy and Swarup Damodar. So they're describing Vallabhadra Bhattacharya. Text 17, ready? Ihara sange ache vipra ekka prishya Iho paste karibena seva vipra prishya. In addition, you may take another Brahmin who would act as a servant en route and make arrangements for your food. 18. Nihara sangi lahajadi sabarahaya sukha vanapaste jayate tamara nahibe kona dukha. If you can also take him with you, we will be very happy. If two people go with you through the jungle, there will certainly be no difficulty or inconvenience. 19. Seva prabahinibe vastambu bhajana patacharya viksa jive kare viksanta. Viksatana. The other Brahmin can carry your cloth and water pot, and Vallabhadra Bhattacharya will collect alms and cook for you. Tahara vachana prabhu angikara kaila Vallabhadra Bhattacharya sangha karimina. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the request of Swarup Damodar Pandit and agreed to take Vallabhadra Bhattacharya with him. Purvaratri jagannatha deki adyalaya Sesharatri uti prabhu kalila lukaya. On the previous night, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had visited Lord Jagannath and taken his permission. Now, near the end of night, the Lord got up and started immediately. He was not seen by others. Praptakale bhaktagana prabhu nadekiya andeshanakale pire bhakulahaya. Because the Lord had departed, the devotees, unable to see him early in the morning, began to search for him with great anxiety. Sarupa kosai sabaya kaila nivarana Nivrittahaya he sabetani prabhurman. While all the devotees were searching for the Lord, Swarup Damodar restrained them. Then everyone fell silent, knowing the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prasida pasta chari prabhu upapaste chalila katakahina chari vani pravesila. The Lord abandoned walking on the well-known path, public road, and went instead along a bypass. He thus kept the city of Katak on his right as he entered the forest. Nirjanabhani chale prabhu krishna namalaya asivyadra patachare prabhu rejitya. When the Lord passed through the solitary forest chanting the holy name of Krishna, the tigers and elephants, seeing him, gave way. Pale pale vyagra hasti kandara shukara gram karamati avishe prabhu kalira gaman. When the Lord passed through the jungle in great ecstasy, packs of tigers, elephants, rhinoceroses, and boars came, and the Lord passed right through them. I was a little bit taken back last week when he was talking about rhinoceroses, but there it is. They have. Deki Bhattacharya Ramani Haya Mahabhaya Prabhura Pratapi Tara Ekapashahaya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was very much afraid to see them, but by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence, all the animals stood to one side. Ekadinapati Vyagra Kariyati Shayan Avesha Kadakaya Prabhura Vyagra. One day, a tiger was lying on the path, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, walking along the path in ecstatic love, touched the tiger with his feet. Prabhu kahe kaha krishna vyagra utila, krishna krishna kahe vyagra nasite lagila. The Lord said, chant the holy name of Krishna. The tiger immediately got up and began to dance and chant, Krishna, Krishna. Aradine Mahaprabhu Kalinadi Snan Hamatahasti Yuta Ayla Kalite Jalapan. Another day, while Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was bathing in a river, a herd of maddened elephants came there to drink water. So, text 31 we'll do responsively. Prabhu Jala Krishakari Adi Hasti Ayla.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Adi Hasti Ayla.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Adi Hasti Ayla. Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jala Peli Marila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jala Peli Marila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila. Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila.
Krishna Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila. Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Krishna Kahabali.
Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Krishna
Kahabali Prabhu Jalapeli Marila. Prabhu Jala Krishakari Age Hasti Aila.
Krishna Kahavati.
Anybody else? Prabhu. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dalakritya Kare. Bathed and was chanting the Gayatri Mantra within the water. They do that still, the devotees, they stand up to their waist in the water and chant their Gayatri, especially on the holy rivers. Very Dalakritya, it's called here. Age, in front. Hosti, the elephant. Ayla, came. Krishna Kaha, chant Hare Krishna. Bali, sang. Prabhu, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dalapeli, throwing water. Marila, drop. Translation for Prabhupada's language for Prabhupada. While the Lord was bathing and murmuring the Gayatri Mantra, the elephants came before him. The Lord immediately splashed some water on the elephants and asked them to chant the name of Krishna. Purport. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, playing the part of a very great advanced devotee. I think he still is. On the Mahabhagavat platform, the devotees makes no distinction between friends and enemies. On that platform, he sees everyone as a servant of Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vidya Vinaya Sampane, Brahmane, Gavihastini, Chunichaiva, Papakita, Pandita, Samadarshana. The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision a learned and gentle Brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater. Outcast. Bhagavad Gita 5:18. A Mahabhagavat, being learned and advanced in spiritual consciousness, sees no difference between a tiger, an elephant, or a learned scholar. The test of advanced spiritual consciousness is that one becomes fearless. He envies no one, and he is always engaged in the Lord's service. He sees every living entity as an eternal part and parcel of the Lord, rendering service according to his capacity by the will of the Supreme Lord. As Bhagavad Gita confirms, sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matasmriti jnanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me comes remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. Bhagavad Gita 15:15. The Mahabhagavat knows that Krishna is in everyone's heart. Krishna is dictating, and the living entity is following his dictations. Krishna is within the heart of the tiger, elephant, and boar. Therefore, Krishna tells them, here is a Mahabhagavat. Please do not disturb him. Why then should the animals be envious of such a great personality? Those who are neophytes or even a little progressed in devotional service should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavat. Rather, they should only follow in their footsteps. The word anukar means imitating, and anusar means following, trying to follow in the footsteps. We should not try to imitate the activities of a Mahabhagavat or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our best efforts should be exerted in trying to follow them according to our ability. The Mahabhagavat's heart is completely freed from material contamination, and he can become very dear even to fierce animals like tigers and elephants. Indeed, the Mahabhagavat treats them as his very intimate friends. On this platform, there is no question of envy. When the Lord was passing through the forest, he was in ecstasy, thinking the forest to be Vrindavan. He was simply searching for Krishna. Ama Gyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Nilitam Jena Tasmaya Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Chinamane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pachyatya Dishitarani Panchakalpa Trudrascha Kripa Sanjabhirvita Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is some important instruction here. I think we've mentioned a few times about how in Vrindavan we see sometimes we see this attempt to imitate great personality. Sometimes neophyte devotees come to Vrindavan and they try to they give away all their possessions and think they'll become great Mahabhagavats overnight like that. And generally the result is not very favorable. There was actually one incident in Chaitanya Bhagavat that was a little bit extreme example of this. Is one time there was one snake charmer came into the courtyard of one rich person and he was chanting the glories of Krishna dancing on the heads of Kaliya serpent. And he was dancing and he was accompanied by some musicians like that. And he was actually in some sort of trance that says Anantadev came into his body and he was chanting these glories of the Krishna and Kaliya. And Haridas Thakur, just by providence, he came to that spot. And when he heard these glories being chanted, the glories of Krishna being chanted through this body of the snake serpent, snake charmer, he became full of ecstasy and fell to the ground and unconscious like that. He came up shortly thereafter. He got up and he started chanting and dancing in ecstasy. And everyone, including the snake charmer, they stood back and they watched him chanting like dancing like this in great ecstasy. And even some people, they took the dust from the ground that he had touched with his feet and they smeared it on their bodies like that. And there was one, it's described that there was one duplicitous Brahmin that was there. He was watching this going on and he's thinking, who is this person that he's getting so much respect and honor? And he's not even a Brahmin like that. He's not even born in a Brahmin family like that. Who is he? So he tried to imitate this activities of Haridas Thakur and he fell to the ground also like that. And immediately the snake charmer, he came, took a stick and started beating this person, this duplicitous Brahmin. And of course they chased him away like that. And then the snake charmer, he started again chanting and dancing like that with his troop like that. And some of the people there, they folded their hands and they approached him and said, why, how come you're acting differently like that with these two different persons? Haridas Thakur, you stood back and respected and respectfully watched him dance and chant like this. And this Brahmin, you started beating him immediately like that. So he explained how this difference is there, that there's great great difference between these two words Srila Prabhupada quotes as anukar, imitating, and anusar, means trying to follow in the footsteps. So we're trying to follow in the footsteps of our Mahajans, Mahajanano Yena Gatasapanta. We try to follow in their footsteps, not try to imitate them. This is the recommended process that trying to imitate great personalities will only have detrimental effects like that. So, now who is the great personalities here? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I don't know if they changed that. But he is acting as a Mahabhagavat. Mahabhagavat, of course, we have these distinctions there that are described in the scriptures, the Kanishadikari, Madhyamadikari, and Uttamadikari. Mahabhagavat means one who is situated on the Uttamadikari platform. So very briefly, I mean, Rupa Goswami, following in the footsteps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the whole philosophy in the Shikshastakam, 8 verses. He gave whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami also gave very nice instructions, Upadeshamrita. And in the chapter, in the text number 5, he gives very nice distinction between these different classes of devotees. Krishneti yasya garitam manasadriyeta dikshasti chet praniti bhishta bhajantam isham shushrushaya bhajana vigyam ananyamanya nindari shunyam piram ishita sangalabhya. Says that one should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of Krishna. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation, diksha, and is engaged in worshiping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who has advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada starts off by saying, in order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination. So discrimination is needed in our Krishna consciousness movement. He says that we have the six loving reciprocations that are mentioned in the previous verse. You know those six exchanges, I think. Everyone? Huh? The Dati, Prati, Grinati. These are the six exchanges that are engaged with devotees and ultimately with Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada gave us a very nice instructions in the purport how to reciprocate with these different types of devotees and who they are. Kanishadikari, Madhyamadikari. There's one verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita that I don't think he quotes that in the purport, maybe. That Shradavan Janahe Bhakti Adhikari. Yeah, it's here. Uttama Madhyam Kanishta Shradu Anatari. Shraddha Anasari. One becomes qualified as a devotee on the elementary platform, the immediate platform, and the highest platform of devotional service according to the development of his Shraddha, faith. So according to our development of faith, one is classified according to these different... and what is the... qualification of the different persons are described in the purport here. that the Kanishtha Adhikari is described as Acharyam Eva Hadaye Pujam Yashadaye Hate Natad Bhakti Shuchanyeshu Sabhakta Prakritya Smita. A person who is very faithfully engaged in the worship of the deity in the temple, but who does not know how to behave toward devotees or people in general, is called the Prakriti Bhakta or Kanishtha Adhikari. Here we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mahabhagavat, playing the role of Mahabhagavat, is respecting, is understanding the presence of the Lord in the hearts of even the animals, the jungle animals, the elephants. Srila Prabhupada quotes, Chunicheva Supati Ka Panditasa Samadarshina, that even the cows, Brahmani Gavi Hastini, the Brahman cows, even the dog eaters, pundit sees them equally like that. So Kanishtha Adhikari, he doesn't know how to respect other people. He doesn't, a devotee, he should see that the every living entity is ultimately a Vaishnava, a devotee of the Lord. We have to respect all personalities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's given this instruction, amanina manadina, that one should be devoid of all sense of a desire for achieving honor. And he should, at the same time, manadina, he should offer respect to everyone. So Kanishtha Adhikari, he respects the deity very nicely in the temple, but he doesn't know how to behave with other devotees or people in general. Therefore, one therefore has to raise himself from the position of Kanishtha Adhikari to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari. So the Madhyama Adhikari, Ishvare Tadadineshu, Bali Seshu Jusatsucha, Prema Maitra Kipo Peksha, Yakaroti Samajima. That one should try to come to the platform of at least Madhyama Adhikari to become instrumental in this Krishna consciousness movement, to help to preach the glories of Lord Krishna. And what is that? Ishvare means that prema. One should offer his love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tadadineshu, the devotees who are adina, under the shelter of the Supreme Lord, they get maitri. Maitri is the friendship. One should try to develop friendships with the other devotees. And what is that? Bali Seshu, innocent, and Jusatsu, the envious. He also respects them in different ways by becoming merciful to the innocent, and upeksha means to neglect the envious. So then, of course, the Uttama Adhikari is also described in the scriptures. I don't think it's in this purport. Maybe Prahm knows for that. First. What is that? I don't know. Anyway. So anyway, all these different classes of devotees are there. And one should also learn how to act accordingly. One should serve and respect devotees who are on more elevated platform, make friendship with those who are equal, and be merciful to other personalities who are have to come up. In the material world, of course, everyone is just the opposite. They feel very envious against those who are greater than them. They criticize those who are equal and deride those who are on a lower platform like that. So this is the symptoms of a devotee who is situated in advancing in Krishna consciousness, he should understand what stage he's in. He has to be very introspective to understand what is his ability in Krishna consciousness, what is his qualification, adhikar. And so these three types of classifications are there. Srila Prabhupada, yesterday I was listening to one lecture, he gave two different classifications of devotees. Two different classifications are there. One is sakama and one is nishkama. One has some material desire, some kind of desire of, and one is free from desire, nishkama. So what the desires are, Bhagavad Gita gives some kind of classification there that chaturvida bhajanti mam jana sukriti narjuna arto jigyasur artarti jnanicha bhagatarshiba. These four different types of devotees are there. Pious people, Sukritina, Arjuna. These are four types of pious personalities. They come to devotional service. What they are is the Artha, or one is distressed. No, Artha, yeah. One is who's distressed, Artha, Jibhyasi, the inquisitive, Artharti, the desirous of material gain, and Jnani, the intelligent person. He's also, although Krishna says in the next verse that he's the best of those four, Srila Prabhupada says that these, all four of these have some kind of motive. When one is free from motive, then he's pure devotee. And one place Srila Prabhupada, I like this little line that he says that he's free from motive even though he's not very advanced. Even if he's not very advanced, he's free from motive. Of course, she gives the example sometimes of the mango. The green mango is also a mango, but it's not ripe. It doesn't give that, doesn't have the sweetness of the ripe mango. But if someone is without motive, he has no agenda, or he has no, he's not coming to Krishna for some benefit like that, or some exchange. As Prahlad Maharaj says, he says, Nasa Britya Savai Bani. Someone comes to the Lord, he tries to get some benefit from his devotional service. He tries to get some exchange. Prahlad Maharaj says, he's not Nasa Britya, he's not a servant. He's Savai Bani. He's a merchant. So we don't, that is not the recommended process by followers of Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he's given a very succinctly, very condensed everything very briefly into this, what is that? Anyabhilashita. Anyabhilashita means other types of desires. Anyabhilashita sunyam. Sunyam means to become zero. This is the recommended for pure devotees. Anyabhilashita sunyam. And what is that? Jnana karmadi anavritam. Become completely uncovered by these jnana and karma, desire for material gain or to desire some kind of jnana, some knowledge in exchange for his devotional service. Jnana, karma, dhyanavritam, anukulyena, and then engage favorably in devotional service. Anukulyena, krishnanushilanam. One should engage favorably in devotional service. And that is called Bhakti Uttamam, the best type of devotional service. So we want to follow in this line, Anusar, not Anukar, by imitating great personalities. Madhavendra Puri, he followed the vow of not even begging for any foodstuffs to maintain himself. He would simply maintain himself. If someone offered him something, then he would accept it like that. So this is not to be imitated by Srila Prabhupada said. Even ordinary devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got fierce animals like tigers and elephants to chant the holy name of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada said, at least we can try to get those who are in the bodies of human beings to chant the holy names of the Lord. So there's opportunity like that, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Sankirtan movement, and those who are intelligent, Sumedasa, Jagyai Sankirtana Prayer, Yadanti Suhi Sumedasa, that those who are intelligent, they should engage in this activity of Sankirtan. Today we have an opportunity like that with this this Christmas. It's very nice, Christmas and Krishna, the Christ and Krishna. So Prabhupada explains how this word comes to the meaning, same thing. Christ is coming from the word Christos. And in India, sometimes they still use the word Krista as a name for Krishna. And they're different type of pronunciation. They come from the same meaning. Referring to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that Jesus is the Son of Christ or Krishna. So this activity is there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has inaugurated the Sankirtan movement. Kalaya Doshami De Rajan Asti Hieko Mahadguna. This material world, especially during this Kali Yuga, is a great ocean of faults. But there is one very wonderful opportunity by chanting the holy name of the Lord, particularly Sankirtan movements of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One can get the greatest benefit, and he can gradually elevate himself from this platform of Kanishkadikari to the, at least to the Madhyamadikari, so he can become an instrument for the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and help to spread this Krishna consciousness movement throughout the whole world, as predicted by the Lord. So we're finished now. I guess we can stop. Anybody has some questions, comments? Sorry.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. I was just thinking about the three different platforms of devotees. Are they distinct? Yeah, I mean, like once you get to.
No, it's not one, that one goes one. Well, it's.
I mean, it's like once you get to the Madhyama, it's just complete steadiness and there's no back and forth and.
Like no, I don't think you can say that there's exactly. I don't know any particular. Evidence for that, but there's various gradations. These are different classifications. There's people that, I mean. Srila Prabhupada says that just like we have the three modes, we have 3 times 3 equals 9, and 9 times 9 is 81. So all these different gradations of devotees, they're general classifications. Is this what you're referring to? Yeah. I can't think of any evidence exactly that they're not completely distinct, but I can't believe that they are distinct completely. It's not that one is exactly like this or exactly like that. They're not cubbyholed like that. Do you have some evidence or something?
I mean, in that box that you had, that six exchange that you had.
Yes.
Prabhupada said that we should try to go to intermediate state. So obviously there is a distinct.
Otherwise, why Prabhupada is saying that?
Oh, of course, there's stages are there, but it's not that exactly one is exactly one of those or another. But sometimes he's acting in one platform, and sometimes he's acting in another platform. May be there, or there's sometimes some in between spaces. I mean, he's saying like that. No,
I see.
There's
but
different.
My point is that
there's amongst the Kanishtas, there's some that are more elevated Kanishtas and some that are less elevated Kanishtas.
Yeah.
And is that what you're referring to? And there may be some more elevated Madhyams or less elevated Madhyams. Like I say, I can't quote any evidence scripture, but there has to be.
But you can say it by the symptom.
Huh?
You can say by the symptom.
Yes. That's the
point. You just read that Ishvara Tado Dinesh. This poor symptom is intermediate.
Yes, but the minimum. Point is that some people are more expert at that, and some people are some Madhyams may be more expert at that, or on a higher platform, and than other Madhyams who are not quite at that stage. So, I mean, it's we see throughout the classifications of devotional service. The three modes of material nature. You don't say there's pure goodness or pure passion or pure. There's always Bhagavad Gita. Okay, we can say that quote is there. That Krishna says that sometimes one mode is overcoming another, and sometimes another mode is overcoming another. So like that, sometimes that I think that is. Come on, good. That sometimes. Kanishta tendencies may attack a Madhyam, or sometimes a Kanishta may act somewhat like a Madhyam. Like that. Okay?
Thank you. It's going to be a very nice class. I was wondering, how is it that we hear, like for example, hunters, they say they're envious of the animals, and so they kill them. I never understood like how that would be qualified as envy, because to me, it's just like a desire to control other living entities, you know, out of ignorance. But I don't understand how this killing of animals, how is it envy towards animals?
How is it envy? Because ahimsa, ahimsa is the word that is given, that is used. Himsa refers to both, yes, envy and violence. So, I don't know, you can say that Srila Prabhupada gives the example that we don't kill anyone, but at the same time, if you throw someone out of his residence, this is not proper. This is not acceptable activity like that, to just evict someone from his residence without any cause or reason like that. So that's what you're ultimately doing. The living entity is in that body of the animal for a particular reason. He's been confined to that body as a result of his past activities, and he has some kind of lesson to learn. And now you're saying, okay, get out, you're untimely causing him to leave that situation And that, okay, something like that. So, yes, ahimsa and the, of course, that's just one example we've given, but many times, I mean, there's many opportunities for that ahimsa to be manifest in different ways like that, same way. By not sharing Krishna consciousness, this is also an exhibition of ahimsa. By not giving what we have been given to others, we have to give that to others. That is our duty as devotees of Krishna. If we don't give that opportunity of Krishna consciousness to others, this is also ahimsa. So we should take this, whatever opportunities we have of sharing Krishna consciousness. And yes.
If somebody is envious of someone else, they would like to disturb them. So it's connecting what you're saying to the question of envy. Disturbing meaning interfering with their regular life, their regular activities as animals. So, make sense?
Yes, but we should disturb people to give them Krishna consciousness. This is the Krishna says sometimes that we don't disturb the minds of the ignorant, but devotees are more compassionate, and we go out and we disturb them. Yes. Hare Krishna, chant. Huh?
No, the disturbing aspect that I was mentioning was not in reference to Krishna consciousness.
Yes, yeah, I know.
It's in reference to like taking them out of the natural environment.
Yes.
I was referring to.
I understood that, yes. Yeah, we don't, that is the envy, to disturb some creatures like that.
I remember the conversation of Prabhupada with Siddha Swarup Prabhu. And he asked that Prabhupada, how this envy comes to us. Like then Prabhupada, I'm paraphrasing. In the conversation, Prabhupada said, "When one has a rightful ownership to own or possess, but in your mind you don't allow it."
Yeah.
So then Siddha Swarup Prabhu said, "Oh, that means if somebody possesses something which is given by Krishna." So actually, I'm not envy to him, I'm also envy to Krishna because he allowed him to have that. So it was very nice. And then if you look at in the end of discussion, I find two definitions of envy. When Prabhupada says the envious people killing the cow, it's not like envious like we want to eat grass also, you know, competing with the cows. But cows has a right to live. They have a rightful, ability to live as a cow. But we don't allow, so we are envy. So there's another angle, Prabhupada, look at it. That there's a two angle I see in that conversation. One is that when somebody has a rightful ownership to possess, I don't allow, that's one envy definition. Another is one who has a right full ownership, or you can say, or right to leave, but I don't allow it. I will kill him and eat. So that's also envy.
So there's a two definition of envy. And I remember even Chaitanya John says, envy people, their mental set is like this, that they don't want anybody to come in my level. I want to stay at the top. And also, I want to make sure everybody's down.
Yes.
Both.
I was, when I was thinking of things to say in this for the class, I was remembering a few things. There was one devotee, he was talking about how he had one flower, and he says that if you push a flower up, then you have to also go up. And
yes.
You push it down. So this is, we elevate the devotees, and we also become elevated.
Yes.
you push them down, you're also going down. And there was also, no, I mean, I want to say the other thing, but Sharanga Thakur, yes, like this is the one thing in this Brahman Vaishnav book that he has, I was looking also. It describes also there's different types of classification. They're giving Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes the different classifications of Vaishnavas according to the Pancharatrika Vaishnava principles of South India, and comparing them with the classifications of our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, Bhagavad system. And he says, there's one particular line that says here that the Kanishta Adhikaris and the Bhava Marg explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam are practically equal to the Madhya Mahabhagavat of the Pancharatrika Archana Marg, although there is some difference. So there's different, so these classifications, when these Kanishta Adhikaris advance further, they attain the platform position of Madhyama Adhikaris, and when the Madhyama Adhikaris advance further, attain the position of Mahabhagavat or Paramahamsa. So this is a, there's many classifications, different perspectives, you can say, how we can see things. Anything else? Okay.
At this time in the story, has Chaitanya Mahaprabhu already been initiated? Has he already gone to South India? Can you put it in?
I'm sorry, what?
At this time in the story, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to Vrindavan, right? Has he already been initiated?
Yes.
And has he already been to South India? Can you kind of put it in?
Yes, he's already been to South India, yes. That's why he didn't want to take anyone with him. He didn't want to take one of his associates with him because of the Kala Krishnadas incident that had took place. He said, I don't want to take any of my, because that'll be a disturbance. And they said, no, you should take somebody with you. Maybe not one of your associates. All right, that's true.
I was thinking about the two types of devotees, Sakama and Nishkama, and reflecting on how to become pure, devoid of motives involves a lot of different layers, because I was thinking of from gross to subtle, my different needs for comfort, you know, and anyway, how it's a long way to being unmotivated.
Yeah, there's many. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives those different weeds that grow along with the creeper of devotional service. Labha Puja Prishtadi Putinati Ahimsa. Nishidachar. Yeah, all these things, these are stumbling blocks. They grow along with the, when water is the creeper of devotional service, with the process of hearing and chanting, these weeds, they can grow. So one has to be very careful to take out the weeds. And this is why association of devotees is so important. That unless one can have that help from the other devotees, that they can say, they can help us to recognize what is the weed and what is the creeper, like that. We have to always cultivate that. Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam. Favorable devotional service. What is favorable for our particular situation. Not that one man's food is another man's poison. Sometimes one person's activities in devotional service may not be favorable for another person, just like imitating and following in the footsteps. They have to see. Devotees are the helping, guiding force here. We need that. So please help us with our Krishna consciousness. Anything else? All right. Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Jai.